Welcome to Tales She Told Me, a podcast featuring honest conversations about what it means to be a woman, a mother, and in business. I'm your host, Farah Haidar. This is another solo episode, so I hope you enjoy this topic. In my last solo episode, I talked about giving your dreams and wants and desires priority, putting them as rocks in your life. After talking a bit about that, I started wondering, when did that feeling start? When and why did I start viewing my work as less than? Why did I feel it was so hard to carve out the time and resources to do big things? Now, I can only answer for myself, but from my conversations with other women, I think my experience is not that uncommon. Tracing things back, I would say it starts early. First, everything I learned about being a woman was rooted in notions of my own sacrifice. In other words, I was taught, whether consciously or unconsciously, that being a good mother, daughter, friend, whatever, was often about sacrificing for or caring for someone else, and rarely thinking about my own goals and ambitions. So the stage is set there. You know, then you get pregnant and inevitably two things happen. First, you have the childcare conversation, which usually goes something like this. Wow, childcare is really expensive. Can we afford it? And is it worth it for both of us to work? And suddenly everything starts being measured by, is this worth paying childcare for? We start putting a price tag on a lot of activities. A side note, you know, I know this is very US-based and it's crazy pants that childcare costs so much, but that's where we are. Anyway, depending on how that conversation goes, a second thing happens. A primary caregiver is determined. So the primary caregiver is usually the parent who is the last line of defense. The parent that when everything hits the fan and when everyone's out, that person has to show up. Whether they're sick, whether they're hurting, whether they're sacrificing, they show up. Now, not all the time, but a lot of the time, those two discussions don't go in favor of most women. And what happens is often the mother chooses to stay home, cut hours, take on less responsibility, not go after that promotion, whatever, usually because they're not earning as much as their spouses. It's the quote-unquote practical decision. Then that practical way of thinking bleeds into other things. So let's paint this picture. I want to spend 2 hours working on my dream side hustle or whatever. Well, I have to arrange for childcare or ask for help somewhere or manage this tiny human somehow, and the barriers just go up. And the question moves from, how does this feel? Do I really want to do that? To, is this worth climbing several barriers to do it in this moment? And it's why I found it really hard, especially when my kids were younger, to sustain any kind of forward motion on some of my dreams. Because I always got caught in this, is it worth it loop? Now, I don't think anyone has this fully figured out. There are really no ideal solutions, you know, unless we're talking about affordable and universally available childcare. But, you know, that's another episode. But I had two things that really helped me, two thoughts. So whenever I could, I stopped equating income to importance. Right? I started looking at the money I spent on childcare as an investment in me and my future income. Now, obviously, there's some intelligence here. You know, everyone has a budget. There were many times it didn't make sense to say yes to every situation, but it did make sense to say yes to some, especially if with reprioritizing things, we could afford it as a family. There were definitely times in my career, like the beginning stages of opening a business, when the financial rewards were really not there and I was literally paying to work. But I wouldn't be here today if I hadn't done that. If I hadn't said, this is going to take priority in our budget and I am worth that. The second thing is, I stopped hesitating to ask my spouse for help. Because he was the main breadwinner in the family, you know? So of course I was, you know, of course I wasn't insensitive to his needs, but I stopped assuming that he couldn't help just because he worked a more rigid schedule or just because he was busy with items that basically kept us fed. You know, and finally, and this is a bonus one, I found a tribe. We can talk about this stuff a lot in lofty terms, but there's practical realities too. Let's say it's Sunday night and you've got a busy week ahead of you. You need to be somewhere and your spouse genuinely can't help. Now, I could say that happens frequently. You need a plan B that isn't, I am going to cancel. And I've been tremendously lucky to have people in my life that I can trust to watch my kids for a few hours or even a day, and I do the same for them. And there have been plenty of times when having those friends has made a huge difference for me. So if you're figuring out how to stay engaged with your dreams while the realities of childcare are pressing on you, do yourself a favor. Look at the money invested in you working as an investment. Expect your spouse to bear some of the child-rearing responsibilities, even if they work a full-time job and you don't, and find a tribe. Thank you guys for joining me today. I hope you got something out of that. Reach out on all social media platforms at Farah Haidar and tell me what's the one thing you're struggling with today. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you'll get notified when a next episode is available. Also, I'm giving away a PDF of some of the best quotes we've had on the show, beautifully designed to print and journal your thoughts. Email me at farah@farahhaidar.com and title it Quotes. Talk to you soon. Till then, chase your happy.